From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here's Newsline, first the headline. Government prepares 15 planes to tackle forest land fires. UAE says it considers Vietnam an important partner in Asia Pacific. And now the news in details. The Indonesian government has prepared 15 aircraft for carrying out weather modification operation to prevent forest and land fire as a number of provinces have declared a state of emergency in the view of the disasters. Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar explained that the province comprise Riau, South Sumatra, Jambi, West Kalimantan, East Nusa Tenggara, Central Kalimantan, and South Kalimantan. According to a statement issued on Wednesday, the minister informed that the 15 standby airplanes have been provided by the National Research and Innovation Agency, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, as well as the Environment and Forestry Ministry. The next news. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Muhajir Effendi has said that the blood plasma fractionation industry in Indonesia can help build nation's self-reliance in meeting its blood plasma needs. According to Minister Effendi on Wednesday, with Indonesia's large population, Indonesia should be able to manage blood resources through the plasma fractionation industry. This is a form of the nation's independence in domestic blood products. At the sign of a memorandum of understanding on the provision of plasma fractionation raw materials at the Indonesia Red Cross building in Jakarta, he lauded PMI's active role in handling COVID-19 by collecting and distributing convalescent plasma for patients' treatment. The next news. The National Population and Family Planning Agency stated that the simultaneous 1 million acceptors family planning program on Wednesday targeted 1.24 million acceptors throughout Indonesia. According to BKKBN's Director of Family Planning Development, Zamhir Setiawan, on Wednesday, the PSA is carried out simultaneously throughout Indonesia for one day on Wednesday, with a target of 1,244,348 acceptors and 116,274 postpartum birth control acceptors. He said the BKKBN is also targeting a total fertility rate of 2.19. The next news. The Indonesian Law and Human Rights Ministry and the United States Agency for International Development have agreed to work together to advance inclusive democracy and civil society. At the 4th Indonesian Civil Society Forum, a two-day event that brought together 250 representatives from Indonesian civil society organization, the government of Indonesia, academia, and development partners, participants strive to plan future collaboration for advancing inclusive democracy in Indonesia. According to Minister of Law and Human Rights, Yasona Lawli, at the 4th ICSF event in Jakarta on Wednesday, cooperation with civil society and community organization to strengthen democracy in Indonesia is particularly important as we approach the presidential and legislative election in February 2024. The next news. Germany on Wednesday uncalled China a partner, competitor, and Semitic rival in its first national security strategy, accusing Beijing of repeatedly acting against the European giant interest in a bid to reshape the global order. As quoted by ChannelNewsAgency.com, the document prepared by Chancellor Olaf Scholz coalition slammed China for putting regional stability and international security under increasing pressure, and for disregarding human rights. The strategy paper stated China is trying in various ways to remold the existing rules-based international order, is asserting a regionally dominant position with ever more vigor acting time and again counter to our interests and values. The next news. A BBC investigation has found out that Afghans fleeing the Taliban are being kidnapped and tortured by gangs as they try to cross the border between Iran and Turkey on their way to Europe. The gangs then send videos of the abuse to the families of migrants being held hostage, demanding a ransom for their release. As reported by BBC.com, shackled together on a mountain top with padlocks around their necks, a group of Afghan migrants beg for their release. The next news. United Arab Emirates senior leaders consider Vietnam an important partner in the Asia-Pacific region, and UAE investors and businesses value the business opportunity and environment in Vietnam. This was said by Foreign Minister of UAE Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan at a reception hosted by Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh in Hanoi on Wednesday. The UAE foreign minister proposed that the two countries strengthen cooperation in such important fields as renewable energy, climate change, sustainable development, environmental protection, and people-to-people exchange. And that was Newsline.
Rakyat tak mampu sentosa, ribut.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: the Indonesian Embassy in Abu Dhabi holds Indonesia-UAE Dynamic Week to increase economic cooperation. The Indonesian Embassy in Abu Dhabi facilitated trade, investment, and employment mission again through the Indonesia-UAE Dynamic Week 2023. The event is held from June 5th to 15th, 2023. One of the main series of the event is facilitating meetings with the Dubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry and major companies in Indonesia. The Indonesian ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, Husin Bagis, said that in the past 2 weeks, the Indonesian embassy in Abu Dhabi has facilitated various interests in trade, investment, employment, and the economy. In an official statement to the media on the sidelines of the inauguration of the Dubai Chamber of Commerce and Jakarta Representative's Office in Jakarta on Tuesday, Husin Bagis hopes that the office can contribute positively to increasing the economic cooperation between the two countries, especially trade and investment. Husin Bagis said that the opening a representative's office in Jakarta is very strategic. According to him, the Indonesian embassy in Abu Dhabi, through the representative's office of the Ministry of Investment in Abu Dhabi, will help facilitate the necessary administration. Meanwhile, the Dubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry delegation led by Vice President International Relations Hassan Al-Hassemi assessed that Indonesia has enormous potential to partner with Dubai companies in working on markets in the Middle East and Africa. From data from the Ministry of Commerce, the value of trade between the two countries reached $4 billion, while data from the Ministry of Investment in the last 5 years, the United Arab Emirates contributed $231 million in investment. The opening of the Dubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry Representatives Office was attended by Minister of Investment, Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia, and Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Emirates, Ahmed Al-Sayegh. Apart from opening the Dubai representative's office, other activities that will also be done are facilitating the mission of the UAE Defense and Strategic Industry, facilitating the delegation of the Ministry of Climate Change and Environment, facilitating cooperation in the field of employment and various escorts of trade and investment interests. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
listener, we begin today in history on June 15th with an event in 1954 when UEFA was founded in Basel, Switzerland. The Union of European Football Associations, or UEFA, is the administrative body for football, futsal, and beach football in Europe. UEFA was founded 15th June 1954 in Basel, Switzerland, after consultations between the Italian, French, and Belgian associations. UEFA is one of the six continental confederations of world soccer's governing body, FIFA. UEFA are made up of 54 member European national football associations plus one Israeli football association. We move to an event in 2001 when the Shanghai Cooperation Organization declared by China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO comprises China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Except for Uzbekistan, all other countries were formerly members of the Shanghai Five established in 1996. The SCO was declared on 15th June 2001 after Uzbekistan joined. In 2017, India and Pakistan joined the SCO. Initially, this organization focused on cooperation against terrorism, separatism, and extremism. In its development, cooperation was also carried out in the economic, social, and cultural fields. We end today in history on June 15th with an event on ASEAN Dengue Hemorrhagic Fever Day. Dengue fever is a disease caused by the dengue virus transmitted to humans through mosquito bites. ASEAN Dengue Day, or ADD, was initiated at the 19th summit in Hanoi, Vietnam on 30th October 2010. ASEAN Dengue Hemorrhagic Fever Day was established on 15th June 2011. The commemoration aims to increase public awareness of the dangers of dengue hemorrhagic fever in a sustainable manner. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Sempurnanya. percuma senyumku dengan dia. Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Environment and Forestry Ministry Indonesia reduces 38% of marine waste. The Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry reported Indonesia successfully reduced 38% of marine waste in 2022 by means of waste management from the upstream to the downstream. The ministry's Director General for Waste Management, Rosa Vivien Ratnawati, in Jakarta Tuesday, said the Indonesian government aims to reduce marine waste by 70% in 2025. Currently, some 80% of marine waste in Indonesia comes from land, and 30% of which is plastic. Vivien further said there are two big stakeholders in the upstream sectors that produce waste, namely individuals and producers. She also remarked that every individual must have a great awareness to reduce waste. The reducer is one of the components with great significance in reducing waste. The ministry gave appreciation to 16 producers who reduced waste as written in the Environment and Forestry Minister's Decree No. 75, year 2019. Vivien added that Indonesia also has Marine Waste Management Secretariat and Presidential Decree No. 83, year 2018, on marine waste management. The Environment and Forestry Ministry stated that marine waste management needs a legal and institutional framework in the comprehensive waste management process, with an effective implementation, including in monitoring the plastic product life cycle. The regulation includes some more specific methods in handling the production, transportation, consumption, trade, and off-life treatment and its additives features. And that's My Indonesia.
Sampai saat ini tak terfikir olehku. Aku pernah beri rasa pada orang sepertimu. Seandainya sejak awal tak ku yakinkan diriku. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai sampai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia. Takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana dengan aku terlanjur mencintaimu yang datang. Terfikirkan olehmu, hatiku hancur karenamu, tanpa sedikit alasan pergi tanpa berpamitan. Takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Selalu sejak awal tak ku yakin. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia. Takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Pekunden Tourism Village in Banyumas Regency, Central Java. Pekunden Tourism Village located in Banyumas Regency, Central Java is a creative-based tourism village managed by the Wisang Geni Tourism Awareness Group, POK Darwis. The group realizes that the natural resources in the village that can become tourist attractions are very limited. The natural potential is in the form of the Serayu River in the north and rice fields in the south. With these limitations, it doesn't hinder the enthusiasm and creativity of the tourism group to present quality and sustainable tourist destinations. Therefore, to provide different experience to tourists, the village community has agreed to set up a number of educational tour packages. The main tourism attraction at the Pekunden Tourism Village in Banyumas Regency is learning to make nopia. Nopia is typical Banyumas snack which has two sizes. The small ones are called mino, while the normal size are called nopia. Besides being able to see the process of making nopia and mino, there is also Omah Gamelan, where visitors can also see personally the process of making gamelan, the traditional ensemble music of the Javanese, Sundanese, and Balinese people of Indonesia. Made up predominantly of percussive instruments, and there is also a dragon fruit farm where visitors can learn how to plant and pick dragon fruit by themselves. And at Omah Batik, of course, visitors can learn how to make batik. Besides that, there are still many art, culture, and culinary delights that visitors can enjoy at the Pekunden Tourism Village. Listener traveling to the tourism village of Pekunden, don't forget to buy nopia and mino as souvenirs. A box of nopia consisting of 10 pieces costs 15,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, mino usually costs 30,000 rupiah per kilogram. Mino and nopia can be stored for up to 2 months. This tourism village is located quite strategically, not far from the old town of Banyumas on Jalan Jaya Sirayu, Pekunden Tengah, Banyumas. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Jika memang ini hilang begitu saja.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, on June 17, the Republic of Indonesia satellite, or Satria 1, will launch at Cape Canaveral, Florida, United States. The satellite will help the government to provide internet access in Indonesia. The satellite was assembled by Thales Alenia Space, a space company operating in France. This government satellite will be launched using a Falcon 9 rocket from Elon Musk's SpaceX to reach an orbit of 146 degrees east longitude. After being launched in mid-June, the Satria 1 satellite is expected to operate on the fourth quarter this year. The Satria 1 satellite has Very High Throughput Satellite, or VHTS, technology with a height of about 6.5 meters, a weight of 4.5 tons, a capacity of 150 Gbps or gigabits per second, with a lifespan of up to 15 years. To support the operation of the Satria 1 satellite, as many as 11 Earth stations spread across Indonesia have begun to be built. This Earth station will play the role of controlling and supervising the movement of the Satria 1 satellite, conducting network management to comply with service stability standards, as well as data communication facilities between the Satria 1 satellite and Earth. After the Satria 1 satellite is launched, Indonesia will become the fourth country in the world after the United States, Luxembourg, and Canada to have high-speed internet satellite. Satria will be the largest internet satellite ever owned by a country in Asia with a capacity of 150 Gbps. That's Michelani.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Aku kalah. Cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus kulalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali.
takdir cinta yang kupilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang kupilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is a song by Dewa. The band Dewa, led by Ahmad Dhani, had changed its members many times. In the 90s, Ari Lasso was the vocalist, but in the 2000s, they went with Once Mekel. All that time, Dewa was very successful. Every of their albums gained positive acceptance from the public. Even their debut album, 19, instantly made them famous. One of Dewa's greatest hits, released in 1992, was Kangen. The song was about someone missing their lover, who is currently far away. Well, here is Dewa with Kangen.
Ku terima suratmu, aku baca dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Tanyakan padaku, kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Kacamu kan tak kuasa melawan gejolak di dalam dada yang membara menahan rasa pertemuan kita nanti. Saat bersama
Bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tak mengerti apa yang ku rasa. Rindu yang tak pernah begitu hebatnya. Aku mencintaimu lebih dari yang kau tahu. Meski kau takkan pernah tahu. Aku persembahkan hidupku untukmu.
Baru ku sadari cintaku bertepuk
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku ini adalah dirimu. Cinta ini adalah cintamu.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening. But stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.